News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Atheist Ireland was in front of the Oireachtas, or was rather handing a petition to an Oireachtas committee to ask that each school give practical application to the right not to attend religious instruction. And this follows new research from the Department of Education, which showed that slightly below 50% of students' parents in primary schools would prefer that they were in non-denominational schools, which nudges something to the order of 200, a quarter of a million kids in Ireland who are in Catholic education, despite their parents not wanting them to be in Catholic education. Jane Donnelly is with us from Atheist Ireland. Jane, what do you mean when you talk about practical application to the right not to attend religious instruction?
Well, there's a constitutional right under Article 44.2.4 not to attend religious instruction in schools. There's a condition in that constitutional right that says that state funding is conditional on not attending religious instruction. So we made a petition.
But sure, can't every parent say, look, I don't want my child in religion class, let them out to do something else during that class?
Yeah, but that's that they're left sitting in the class. That's the issue. They're left sitting in the class. They have educational disadvantage because they don't get another subject. So religion is about 2 hours every week.
But they don't have educational disadvantage by comparison to the other students, because the other students are learning religion at that time. It's not like they're doing French.
At second level, religion is an exam subject. So they get extra points in their junior cert or their leaving cert. So at second level, it is a disadvantage. And no matter what, the teacher is teaching pupils 2 hours per week, that if your child is exercising a constitutional right, they don't get that extra teaching time, which you could say that if they got another subject, they could get a subject on human rights or the right to freedom of religion and belief, which would include learning about religions and beliefs in an objective, critical and pluralistic manner. And we think that would be better for society in a pluralist republic.
Now, wouldn't that require the provision of an additional teacher during that classroom period for what in some schools might only be one or two students in the class who mightn't want to attend the religious education?
It could. But again, if you have a constitutional right, it one person or 100 people or 200,000 people, whatever, it is a right. And it's linked to funding. So the funding of the school is linked to not attending religious instruction, which not a lot of people realise. And our point to the Oireachtas Petitions Committee is that there's a gap in legislation there. It is actually not in the Education Act that this funding is given on the constitutional condition that children not attend religious instruction.
Now, if children have the right, or if children's parents have the right to say, I don't want my child attending the religious instruction, even if it is not given sufficient practical expression, as you would suggest, if this survey is right, how can the survey suggest that there are nearly a quarter of a million children in this position, when in reality we all know there is nothing like a quarter of a million children opting out of religious education in the schools?
That's true. And the issue is that most parents will not exercise the right because their children are left in the class. They don't want their children to be stigmatised. They feel their children will be maybe bullied, they'll be different. And especially if you're in a small rural school and there's only one or two children that want to get out of the class or get another subject, which is not possible at the moment. So parents leave their children in the class. And we know from parents and from what is said sometimes to parents that a lot of the time it is said that they are afraid that it will snowball if there is another subject, or you can get a supervision outside the class, and that all children, much more than at present, will want to exercise that right, and that will put Catholic denominational education at risk. And at second level, it is a state course of religion, but it's not an objective course.
Jane, thank you very much. Jane Donnelly, spokesperson for Atheist Ireland. If you have a view, if you have a child who is either attending or standing out of religious education, 53106 at a cost of 30 cents, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.